This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Coming up, we will drink and toast and do the shot of the day into the weekend. That is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And we fall back in time on a Bad Choice Friday with Cher. Turn back 1 hour on Saturday night. So shares, if I can turn back time, take it on Huey Lewis and the News. Vote now if you follow us on Twitter. Men's Room Live will be sharing if I can turn back time or Huey Lewis and the News.
And back in time.
One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. Okay, do we have time for a few emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com?
You bet your ass we do.
Yeah, we do. Jump right into the birthdays, and this is a real birthday, gentlemen. Today, my wife and I welcomed our daughter, Rigby Nell, into the world after she made her debut this afternoon. Grateful for a happy and healthy baby, and mama is excited for the shenanigans to come. How about a daily double cat birth and a pep talk from Coach Ted for the newest Men's Room fan? Rock on, boys. That from King Jeremy the Wicked.
Never gets old.
Miles, they say that's their first kid or second kid?
I believe that is the debut of their parenthood, right?
All right. Rigby, huh? Reminds me of the Beatles. Eleanor Rigby. Maybe that's what you're named after. Either way, Rigby, hit him with the classic infant okey doke. What's that one there? Oh, the first 3 or 4 months, you're just sleeping away. We've got the greatest baby. Boom! 6th, 7th month, that baby's up. She's crying. Do what you gotta do. And then once you start talking, let's ease into it.
Let's see. Good afternoon. I want to wish a very happy birthday to my son, Joel. He is 10 years old. He is ill today, so I was wondering if Coach Ted could give him a pep talk on being sick on his birthday. Maybe a fart in there, and if there's a room for a few dad jokes, too. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Lots of love from Mom, Dad, and Rena.
All right, Joel, you're 10. So I'm going to shoot it to you straight, all right? Sometimes you get sick on your birthday, and it's awful. Old Coach had pneumonia once when he was, like, 13 on his birthday. It was horrible. But you know what Coach did? Same thing you're going to do. Listen to your parents. You got to get some rest. We got to get some fluids, maybe some saltines, some soup. And then in a couple days, when you're back in action, you look at your dad and you go, hey, Pops, ready for that burger.
Just like that.
Okay. Just like that.
Couple left over from Halloween on Dad Joke Friday. What does a panda ghost eat? What does a panda ghost eat?
Bamboo.
Bamboo. What do you call two witches who live together? What do you call two witches who live together?
What do you call two witches that live together?
Broom mates.
Does that make you a womb mate if you're a twin?
What's a monster's favorite cheese?
Munster.
Munster. Guys, our daughter Ariella is 13 today. Happy birthday, pumpkin butt, for mom and dad. Can we get some dad jokes, a fish sandwich, and advice from Ted on how to not sweat the upcoming teenage drama that is on the way?
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
Ariella, here you go. What is in a ghost's nose?
Hang on. It's got to be like boogers.
A boogie.
Boogers. Boogie. Why did the ghost go to the bar?
Why did the ghost go to the bar? To drink some spirits.
For the booze.
The call those spirits.
Where does a ghost go on vacation?
The Bahamas?
Malibu.
I like Bahamas.
All right, listen. Coach, again, I'm going to shoot you straight. It's going to be drama, all right? Just listen to my voice. And I'm not talking about next year. I'm talking 3 years from now, right? You'll be 16. There's this and that. Just know, it happened to all of us. It might seem like a massive deal, but if she doesn't want to be your friend, it's okay. If that boy doesn't like you or whatever, it's okay. Trust me, there was things that happened in my teenage years that seemed massive. They're not. But as a teenager, it's hard to understand that. So remember, parents, kid, 2 years from now, just remember that. It'll be emotional, it'll be serious, but it too shall pass.
Oh, Charles, want to give my wife Amy a happy big birthday shout out. Could you please give her a cat giving birth? And the men's room talking over each other about what I'm going to do to her tonight. Thanks, guys. That from Chris. Well, Chris, if I were to ask you right now, today marks my 43rd. I'm writing in because my wife won't. Only a few weeks until Ted is another year older than me. So can I get some Vince Neils and a thrill? I don't even know what the hell that is. I'll give him some shotgun.
Oh, they wanted I'm an anal cleaner.
Oh. Thanks,
I just
guys.
Said that.
Then from Alex.
A script is a story. It's not a storybook.
That guy. All the bitches, my buddy Dylan is taking his 39th trip around the big ball of fire. He's a great guy, my go-to buddy for all things wrestling. We've been to two WrestleManias together. Pop culture, he's currently serving in the Navy. Been in there for almost 16 years. It would be great to get some thrill shotgun gets and the Dirty Germans talking about having a crazy time with a stripper the night before the inaugural Las Vegas F1 race. And the captain talking to him about Mrs. Butterworth, Aunt Jemima, and Chiquita Banana. And their time with a few sexy lady boys from Japan. Thanks for all the laughs, fellas, as I drive all day, every day for my job. That from Phil.
Get!
Yeah, in my experience, any time that you spend with the stripper one-on-one is a quote-unquote crazy time.
Yeah, maybe she got down on your Hockenberg.
Yeah.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. Obviously, it's no secret that the old Capitan, Miss Butterworth, and Jemima and the Chiquita Banana Lady all enjoy the occasional companionship of a so-called ladyboy. As Jemima likes to remind those mascots, quote, parts is parts. In fact, we used to get ourselves zooted on a mixture of diesel-soaked cornmeal, belly button lead, preteric, and dried algae. We covered that in an airtight paint can, buried under discarded medical waste for 24 hours, and popped the lid off, take a big old whiff. Then when our heads were a little wonky, we'd head out to the CD clubs of the Japanese underground to see what kind of destitute tale that we can coerce back to the SS Guppy. Those were the good old days, but our love of ladyboys was finally rewarded by our friends at Land of Lakes Butter when they hired a guy named Chico to pose as their mascot. That's the kind of ladyboy that makes the captain's pants tight in all the right places. Why do you think he's on his knees? Crunch bags.
Hey guys, I want to wish my husband, Corey, a very happy birthday. He's 42 years old. He loves the show. I'm sure this birthday shout-out will make his day. So how about a suck it up cupcake? Thanks, guys. That from Amber.
So suck it up, cupcake!
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
All right, so time to beam our satellites to the man, the myth, the legend from Honey Bucket. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Foote, how are you, man?
Not too bad, I'll bring yourself.
Hey, first and foremost, thank you for getting a honey bucket at our Ola Days Porter Party tomorrow from 4 until 8 up at the Black Raven Brewing Facility in Woodinville. We appreciate that, man.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, local companies support local events.
I like that. Yeah. So what gave you that idea? Were you listening to us and said, to hell with it, I'll get them a Porter Party, Porter Potty? Did Castle reach out to you? How did this come about?
No, so last Friday I was actually listening to the radio. All of our guys are big fans of your guys' show. So just going about the day, and I heard you guys mention about getting a honey bucket. And for some reason, I just decided I got to get a hold of Castle about this. And, yeah, reached out to Castle, and he got back with me, and here we are.
Awesome. That is awesome. We are, I believe, we're going to put it out in front of the brewing facility so that people can take pictures out in front. I believe we're going to decorate it with some men's room things on the inside.
That's my understanding, yeah.
Now, Brian, do you guys still have the QR code thing where you can win $1,000 or a brand-new honey bucket?
We do. That event is running through this weekend, so take all the selfies and submit them.
Perfect.
All right. Now, does this come from, like, the Honey Bucket corporate? Was this your idea?
No, this was corporate. We've been doing it for years now, every summer.
Okay.
That's what I would say. That's where I know it from, because I would see a bunch of your dudes up at Meltdown and stuff. It was like, let's sign up.
Brian, is anyone, the other option is you get the Honey Bucket. Has anybody who's won the contest said, you know what, I'll take the Honey Bucket over the $1,000?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That's kind of amazing.
How many times do people actually rent a porta potty to put in their backyard, a honey bucket? How often does that happen?
Every day.
Are you kidding
me? So just solo most of the time. So residential is mostly just like I just need one?
Yeah, it's usually, you know, you got your construction, your remodels, but there's a lot of people with rental properties, summer properties. I mean, the guys, they rent year round.
Okay.
It's a nonstop.
And
nonstop monster we got.
I was going to say, I mean, I have plenty of friends that just have big enough parties where they don't want people going in and out of their home. They just rent a couple honey buckets.
That is fair.
Yep. Super Bowl parties, Halloween parties, 4th of July parties. I mean, you name it. Anything with party bonnet, we're there.
Okay.
Is there anything you can notice? Like, so say it's something like the Gorge or some big outdoor music festival, right? And then they order however many they order. Is there any difference, like, say, between when you guys got to pick this stuff up, as far as the condition of the honey bucket, when you pick it up after the fact, is there a definitive difference between, like, say, a country concert or a rock concert or a hip-hop concert? You go, like, man, why is this particular group of people, it's always this kind of mess?
Not really. I mean, some a little bit more crazy than others, but it's about the same. I mean, it all depends on how often they're getting service and, like I said, how much, I guess, alcohol's in the mix.
Well, other than individual holidays where people are getting single honey buckets, what is your biggest festival weekend? I mean, is it like Sea Fair, or is there one where you're like, we need 100, we need 50, or, you know, what's the biggest one you guys do?
I would have to say, I mean, Sea Fair is a huge one. We're over at the Gorge all summer long. I mean, that's a 6-7 month ordeal for us.
Those
are probably the two biggest.
I appreciate that, Brian, because one night, I believe it was, this was many years ago, but it was Velvet Revolver and Alice in Chains, when Alice in Chains got William Duvall and went back out on the road and started playing music again. We go to the concert, and I might have eaten something that made me feel funny.
So I'm rocking in a chair for a while, and then about 3 o'clock in the, and my stomach is grumbling, about 3:30 in the morning, because I'm still awake, or 4 o'clock in the morning, you had one of your cleaning trucks come through, and I heard the guy doing his business in there. And when I went to use the bathroom, I was, and this is the middle of the night, I was the very first one. It was completely impeccably clean. It smelled wonderful. And I really needed to go. And I was like, this is the nicest porta potty I've ever been in in my entire life. So I know you guys got trucks running all night at those things. So that's greatly appreciated, at least on my end.
Oh, absolutely. That's the goal, is to be the premier provider of portable sanitation in Washington State.
Well, when it's something like the Gorge, right, and they're doing a major cop, like, how many porta potties do you guys deliver there?
I believe the last I heard over the Gorge was somewhere in the realm of 1,300.
1,300.
Wow. So how many? Okay, so we had a little debate here. How many per person? So in other words, depending on the number of people, what do you recommend the number of units they need?
It's one honey bucket per 10 people.
10?
Oh, wow.
We were way off.
I was the 25. Closest. I guessed one for every 15. Miles guessed one for every 25. Ted said one for 20. And Mike just wants people to craft their pants. He said one for every 30 people.
Okay. That's also a much lower number.
I was going to say, shout out to all your workers that actually listen to the show. It was one of my big tricks at festivals. Like, a couple of the drivers be like, what time are you coming back? And they'd be like, we're coming back at this time, Ted. I was always using a perfectly clean porta potty.
That's what I'm saying. Brian, you're going to stop by the party tomorrow at Black Raven Brewing, correct?
Yep, I got a pretty good group of guys coming down tomorrow to support you guys and have a beer with you.
Awesome, man.
Oh, you got honey bucket hats?
Oh, yeah, we'll have some stuff.
All right.
Honey bucket hat. Yes, I would. That's very cool. Hey, man, thank you so much, Brian. Can't wait to meet you in person tomorrow and have a nice cold beer. And thank you for bringing that by so people can just get an opportunity to get a good
the porta party. Like, yeah. It all makes sense,
that's,
man.
That's the perfect deal. So thank you so much again, Brian, for doing that, man.
Absolutely. I'm going to load it up right now and take it over to Black Raven as we speak.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
When you load it up, it's not going to have the blue water in it, right?
Nope, it's going to be empty.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll make sure that nobody uses it.
Yeah, we're going too stressed.
It's kind of like the toilet at the Home Depot that the 4-year-old uses.
Yeah.
It doesn't know any different. We'll make sure that nobody goes in there in the wrong state of mind.
So thanks again, man. We appreciate it. We'll meet you tomorrow, bro.
Brian Foot there from Honey Bucket, man. We'll see him tomorrow. Keep in mind, tomorrow's absolutely free. The Ola Days Porter Party tomorrow, the Black Raven Woodinville facility. We'll be there from 4 until 8. Your first chance to try the brand new beer that's a seasonal limited release.
And I'm hoping to be rocking a Honey Bucket hat.
There you go. Okay, I think it's time that we go back in time to the last time that we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy ash hole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gassy ash hole shift where she sits?
Three times fast.
Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy ash hole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gas ash hole shift where she sits?
One.
Ashy Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy ash hole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gassy ash hole shift where she sits?
Two.
Ashley smokes cigs in her sassy, gassy ash hole. Should Ashley's stinky, sassy, gassy ash hole shift where she sits?
Oh,
big win last week at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000 and their job, or win and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
Got up with tongue twisters. For Ted versus the FCC, Ted, you might as well retire at this point.
It's unreal. I barely do it anymore.
Unbelievable, yes. Danny V got the win.
I
got to
start taking
week.
Fridays off.
Yeah, right. We're joined by Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. Once again, another loser.
Dude, I blame Danny for all of this.
You guys suck.
I don't even have a link to the page. I don't have a username or a password. I have no idea who's on our team.
They're not good.
Yeah, I'm thinking about come playoff time. I was talking with Mike. I think I might need to start making some changes.
Head coaching change at the top.
Maybe just look and make sure your players are playing.
I don't even know.
Okay. All right.
We have a lot of Seahawks. I know that. Last week was not a good one.
Hey, Steve, problem number one.
lo and behold. Steve, we've got a party tomorrow at the Black Raven Brewing Facility up there in Woodinville from 4 until 8. We got a brand new porter coming out. So it's Ola Days Porter
party. Yes, we will have a porta potty there.
Amazing. At the porta party.
So from the Vine porta, folks.
Yeah, Honey Bucket.
Yep, right? Yep. Brian Foote hooked us up. Those guys, we really appreciate it. I did look at their website, by the way. They still have the $1,000 contest going on.
The Honey Bucket website.
Now, you take a picture of yourself outside of the Honey Bucket.
All right.
And you submit it to them, and they've got a contest where you can win $1,000.
That's what I was talking about the other day, man.
Now, you can't be inside of it. So if you want to win the $1,000, now, we don't care if you take pictures, but if you're going to submit a picture, you need to be on the outside of the Honey Bucket.
I know they always set up like those big, like the thing in the background with like the KSW Men's Room logo.
Yeah,
I feel like you guys should only take pictures in front of the Honey Bucket.
Yeah.
Just
that's
kind of don't even plan, prop right? that thing up.
And first of all, it's not the KSW Honey Bucket, it's the Porter Party Porter Potty.
My bad.
It's very specific what this is. Not just some random Honey Bucket, brother. This is the Porter Party Porta potty.
You should look at some of the people who submitted in the winters, too. You got a lot of festival action going on, a lot of summertime by the lake action
that's
going on.
That's where I know it
speak.
From.
Yeah. I mean, there's some...
Oh, Ted and I had a moment in a porta potty. Not together, in separate ones, but it was during Run the Jewels. That was... it was scary. It's that bumper shoot. We were not sober, and we were both in the porta potty at the same time, and I was actually content being in there because the bass was so intense.
You were consensus.
It was like you couldn't get out. The porta potties were rocking, and then, like, my door throws open. I look down, Steve's doors throw open, and we're just like, oh, wow. Like, sweat on our face. Like,
was that as awesome for you as it was for me?
I'm telling you, man. That thing was rocking.
Does not sound good.
Oh, okay. Trust me. It was a blast.
Good sure squared. Was.
Hey, man.
It was good squared. I know where your head was. So today we have a actual Ola Days Porter Party.
Porter Party, yeah.
Yeah, Ted versus the FCC. Our buddy VD worked very diligently on this.
Yes, he did.
And he hooked it up. And you know how we play the game, one time through, three times fast. Here is this week's Ted versus the FCC. Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party, Porta Potty, to pop his pussy, pimple, and peace. So he was a prissy, pushy, wussy when his pussy pimple popped. The way that we play, Jesus, Ted versus the FCC, is you need to read that one time
through. Thanks,
VD. And three times fast.
Well, if you had a hard time with it, you think I'm going to get through this?
Typically, I can get through it okay. I think I messed up twice.
He actually had to re-edit it because our boy VD, when he sent the email, he said, hey, man, I got one. We said, all right, cool. We had to explain, you know, pussy has one S.
Oh.
Seriously, so when he sent it, like, it didn't just, exactly
it's like
say.
It's a setup for loss.
Yeah.
No wonder why a dermatologist never wants to see him.
Right. That's like one S, dude.
What came out of your pimple?
Okay. One time through. Okay. Three times fast.
Pushy Prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the Porter Party Porta Potty to pop his pussy pimple in peace. So he was a prissy, pushy, wussy when his pussy pimple popped.
Three times fast.
Pushy, prissy Ted was pissed he couldn't use the porta potty to pop his print.
Oh! Pop that thing. Hakula.
Pop it.
Pop that thing. Hakula.
Just bet on that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
That one's going to be around for a month.
Oh, yeah.
You'll hear that one at the end of year spectacular.
Oh, man, I felt real good about this one, too.
It sounded good.
I know. I was like, I'm going in hard on this one.
Ola Days Porter Party tomorrow.
Oh, no pun intended. No,
in Woodinville at the Black Raven Brewing, 4 till 8. It is absolutely free. Stop by and see us. Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. Yes. Coming up, we'll drink your toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up in just minutes, we will drink a toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. New research into recovery from smoking found that it could take anywhere from a couple of years to more than 20.
As far as your body to heal?
That'd be my guess. I didn't really work on it all that much, but that's kind of what they were putting out there. It's just your body to your body, your mind, and everything to recover.
Oh, well, probably your mind more than anything. I used to use a quit smoking app.
Right.
And that's kind of how it encouraged you every day. It would tell you something different as far as the health benefit that your body is at now since you stopped.
All right.
So it was daily. Like after a month, like after 3 days, all the nicotine's out of your system.
Okay.
And then it just starts that now your blood oxygen flow is better in a week, or like it always give you something different as far as encouragement.
Sure.
But something about your health that benefited from you quitting.
Is it also another thing just the
cigarette, like putting it up to your mouth?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like muscle memory at this point. So, and you're going to have, you know, stress triggers, meal triggers, all that stuff.
It becomes a habit from what I've understood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, the old man told me stories of guys that tried to quit smoking and, you know, they would hit a certain time of the day and he would start slapping his chest because he always kept his cigarettes in his breast pocket.
Oh, right.
He also said that when my old man quit, he said he did, you know, you would go for stretches at a time. After a couple weeks or something like that, you're good. He said, for whatever reason, 6 months in, all of a sudden, he had like the worst craving that he has ever experienced in his life. Yes. And he made it through, and that like he hasn't smoked in decades.
Wow.
But, yeah.
I still think it's amazing. Like, I had a buddy, and I think, was your, I don't know if your dad was one of these people, but like his dad would smoke literally like two or three a day.
And that was it?
That was it.
I know a few people.
And it was very
like
rare.
That.
Like, I think in all the times me and Josh hung out, I think I caught Larry maybe once actually outside smoking. I was like, I didn't even know you smoked. And he's like,
on occasion.
But like, yeah, it was just wild.
Just keeps doing two to three a day.
Yeah.
All right.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
you're a smoker and not so many smoke. I'm like,
that's not bad at all, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was a outlier.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That took some self-control and discipline.
Yeah.
University of Arizona researchers are looking into a new device that could help cure insomnia. Basically,
a device? I got one.
It's some
a
sort
golf
of
club.
It's some sort of a noise.
I can't sleep.
It just emits a pulse of frequency that just calms you for whatever reason. You know, it kind of keeps your mind from racing. They're talking about chronic insomnia. You know, you're not just you're having a hard time sleeping tonight.
Right,
like, you can't get out of your own head.
I thought they invented that years ago when they introduced whiskey.
Yes.
Drink enough of it, like, I can't keep my eyes open.
That's a blackout. You still wake up tired.
Well, sure.
Solid point, man.
1 in 3 Americans would turn down their dream job if it didn't include health care.
Well, yeah.
You kind of need that. You can have a job, but if you have a health problem, it'll take all the money you got.
I mean, right. If your dream job pays you 7 digits, maybe you'll be okay.
I would put money that you would turn down your dream job if it didn't pay enough. You'd turn down...
Right.
There's factors to it.
Yeah. Can I make... Like, I might like the job. Can I afford to live with this job?
Right.
Yeah.
You know...
And healthcare is so ridiculously outrageous in this country. Like, yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a big deal when people get, like... Especially when you're, like, in your 20s or 30s trying to decide on jobs. It's like... That one might pay more, but this one has full benefits.
Exactly.
And seriously, I mean, those benefits go a long, long way.
100% they do. 100% they do. A new list came across my desk this morning, and I'm happy to report that our own Steve the Thrill Hill is very concerned about the health of your manhood.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
habits that are hurting your penis. One would imagine getting kicked in the jimmy is counterproductive. What if one of your beans explodes? Riding a bicycle. When you ride on a hard seat for too long, you do damage to your urethra Franklin. Then you can't produce no gravy. and friction and chafing can be unpleasant. So be sure to apply a good coating of lubricating ointment before you decide to wax the dolphin. Paid for by the Ad Council and your pants brain. Positive Friday.
Dear God.
Pants brain.
So these are 10 habits that are hurting your penis as every man's ears prick up just a little bit there. Number 10, you're not drinking coffee.
Oh, I got a coffee right here.
A team of researchers from the University of Texas Health Science Center found that 42% of men who drink between 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day were less likely to report instances of erectile dysfunction. The study proved that caffeine helps relax arteries and smooth muscle within the penis, which help increase blood flow. And now that I've spoken this entire paragraph, not good, Ted. You settle down over there. I know what I said.
I mean, I like coffee. I never thought about it going to the old
right
main brain.
Main brain.
Right? Like, you always hear that you need to cut down on your coffee and you need to go easy on your caffeine consumption, right, and all that. It's like, I didn't realize that I'm helping my...
You're helping your junk.
I'm helping my man out.
That's all you got to tell people.
That's right.
Why do you drink so much coffee? Ah, for my penis.
Your dental hygiene is poor.
Or hers is.
Researchers from the Journal of Periodontology found gum disease is 7 times more common in men with erectile dysfunction. Bacteria in your gum tissue can travel through your body, inducing inflammation and damaging the blood vessels in your penis.
Mm. Oh, your mouth. Not whiskey, dude. Yeah. Maybe I got a lot of plaque in
your
my gums.
Your gums, your teeth, your mouth, they affect a lot of your body.
I got a sneaking hunch that if you've got, like, gum disease, you're probably not using your penis anyway. Right. That's nasty. That's nasty. Clean up your mouth. You're not washing off sunscreen. Again, these are the 10 habits that are hurting your penis. According to the National Institutes of Health, your sunscreen can help prevent your risk of skin cancer, but up your odds of suffering from infertility. Certain chemicals, UV filters BP2 or 40HBP, which protect against UV rays, may reduce a man's ability to reproduce by up to 30%. But don't use it as an excuse to quit the sunscreen. I was actually just told by my doctor.
Stop putting it on your penis.
I was going to say, slather that on your manhood. Save the money.
I was actually just told by my doctor I need to start wearing more sunscreen.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got skin that's fair enough that I might actually get cancer if I don't.
When does he think you're going to see the sun? Is this like when you go to Florida or something?
Right. I don't know. We still get UV radiation coming down, man.
Okay. Like, sure.
You ever gotten that overcast burn? That's one of the worst.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's or a ski slope burn. You can get
you
those
bet.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to use sunscreen.
Yeah. 100%.
Seriously, man. And like, I would say over a certain age, too. Like, go, what do you call it? When you get your skin checked.
Oh, a dermatologist.
Oh, just go to a dermatologist.
Yeah.
They are thorough.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What? Like, did they...
Everything.
Okay.
You got like skin. Do you have skin?
Okay.
They're going to check it out.
They're going to check every square inch of skin.
Yeah.
All right.
The whole...
Whoa.
Everything.
Opening the curtains and everything.
Everything.
All right.
The whole thing, man.
So they're ironing it out. All right.
They are checking your skin.
I have
a skin doctor.
Getting the shirt ready for the event.
Yeah. First time I went in there.
And all the wrinkles out there.
There you go. The point was made. Well, lit skin. I'm like, yeah, you are right.
Okay, yes, you are correct.
I did not think of that.
Settle down there.
Jeez, a whiz.
Your skin officially ends at the opening.
Right? I was like, I did not know that was going to happen.
All right. I know it's professional, but there's just something weird when they start checking, man.
Why are you pulling my butt cheeks so hard?
No. Yeah. Skin.
I got it. You're binge watching TV. Again, these are the 10 habits that are hurting your penis.
Well, sure, man. I got, gum disease and bad skin.
Men who watch more than 20 hours of TV weekly have a 44% lower sperm count than those who watched almost no TV, according to a 2010 study. The researchers found that healthy men who were sedentary, as measured by their television viewing habits, had poorer sperm quality because of their lack of physical activity.
Okay.
Huh. 20 hours a week.
Yeah, 20 hours a week. So NFL, that's 7 gone on.
I'm about to say, like, or Sundays are taking a whole bunch of that out of there. And then you got Monday night, you got Thursday night. Like,
right. Oh, that's like a cheat day. I mean, other than that, if you're still active during the week, I mean, you can do a bender.
I don't know. That seems...
During football season...
That seems low, though, too. I mean, if you watch 2 hours of TV a night...
Yeah, just 5 days.
7 days.
A week.
That's 14. And then, yeah.
You're eating too much junk. In short, junk food is bad for your junk. A 2011 Harvard study found that men who indulge in processed foods high in trans fats had poorer quality sperm than those who followed a healthy diet. Hmm. Take care of your penis. Eat healthy.
Drink coffee, eat healthy, wear sunscreen.
You're skimping on watermelon. Huh. A 2008 right. Texas A&M University study found an ingredient in watermelon called citrulline arginine. I screwed that up. It helps relax blood vessels by boosting nitric oxide in the same manner as Viagra.
Woot, woot. You were eating watermelon yesterday.
That's my favorite fruit, man.
It says it's effectively treating erectile dysfunction and maybe even preventing it.
Wow.
Eat your watermelon, kids.
Doing.
Yeah.
Watermelon is great.
Coffee and watermelon.
My goodness, you were fantastic. I ate a lot of watermelon, baby.
You can hang a wool coat on that bad boy now. Go ahead, give it a try.
Go ahead.
Let me see that trench coat you got on.
It's like a slot machine arm.
I told you I could drag this thing across the hallway walking backwards. Watermelon.
Watermelon.
Told you. They should put that in their ads. Their sales go through the roof.
Yeah.
Do you respect your penis? Eat watermelon.
Eat watermelon.
Does your house need a step stool? Go ahead, baby.
Change I got you.
Change the battery now, smoke detector. Go on, get on.
Just stand up.
I got you, honey.
I got you. Told you.
Oh, God.
That picture is tilted.
Hang on, I got you.
Made you touch it. Made you touch it.
Oh, my goodness. You're short on shut-eye. According to a University of Michigan study, men who get an insufficient amount of sleep will experience a lower level of desire the next day and lesser ability to reproduce.
Oh, so I'm just glad you said on shut eye.
Yeah,
shut
eye. If you're short.
You're short. Don't work, does it?
Hello. I'm sleepy.
Sorry, baby. I can't.
These seem like general health things.
Yeah.
Apparently, don't eat too much penis.
It's about the health of your penis, man.
Right. This is the way they're trying to convince us to listen to
it. Take care of you, take care of your penis.
It all comes back to basic circulation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Honestly.
A healthy body produces a healthy wang.
It's a parking lot.
10 health habits that are hurting your penis. You're not getting laid.
Yeah.
The more sex you have, the less likely you are to suffer erectile dysfunction, according to a study back in 2008. Researchers analyzed 989 men. Why didn't you just get the other 11?
I know.
Between the ages of 55 and 75 over a 5-year span.
That's a stupid number. Like, why do we stop there?
Right.
Okay, all these other things are under your control. That is not. Officer, on Aurora, why are you in... who's this woman in your car? Sir! I need to have sex so my sperm can't go up.
My penis is weak without the exercise.
Right.
I don't know.
This is the only way I can do
it. Does practice count or does it have to be sex?
It doesn't mention practice. Because I was thinking the same thing. It's like, is it about crossing the finish line or is it about the race?
Yeah, as Miles is right. Sometimes you can't control that.
No, you
that's
can't.
That's facts.
That's not up to you. That's
sometimes
not up to
it's
you.
Winter, and then you stock up for the winter.
Yeah.
You're hibernating. Get a little grouchy.
Having those dreams again.
The darkness is coming.
Yeah. Gotta wash the pillow.
I say that a lot.
The darkness is coming.
Oh, God.
I just open my bedroom window and yell to the neighbors.
God, I just want to have sex with you.
Guess what, everybody? The darkness is coming.
I'm gonna try that. Like, no. Yes, I want to have sex with you, but it's just so that I don't want my thing to work for later.
So yeah. Darkness doesn't come.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? You got to make peace with the darkness, like Aaron Rodgers says. Find a way out of it.
Yeah. Get you some cayenne
I need
water.
Some cayenne pepper and water. All right, I was dead wrong. That man's, I bet his works perfect.
I am ready.
You're smoking too much.
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
Yep.
Nick Chiba? The nicotine. Oh. 20% of participants in an 8-week quit program confessed that to having erectile dysfunction. And by the end, 75% of these men who stayed nicotine-free had wider, firmer erections and reached a maximum sexual arousal.
Maybe I should stop having my penis smoke.
I know, right? And then finally, this is your number one habit that's hurting your penis. Sorry, boys. This is the biggest motivation. You're not exercising enough.
Yep.
In a study, nearly 300 men self-reported their activity levels, which researchers categorized as sedentary, mildly active, moderate, blah, 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 blah. The participants also self-reported the quality and extent of their sexual function, including the ability. The results showed that men who reported more frequent exercise had higher sexual function scores. Conversely, men who exercised less reported lower levels of sexual function. There you go. Get out and work out, boys. You will feel better. You will be better.
Do it for your penis.
Thousands of people in Ireland lined the streets of Dublin for a Halloween parade earlier this week, but there was one small issue, Miles.
What was that?
Tell you about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime, and we made it to the weekend and drinking time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.